So here our Lord is after the resurrection on the mountain, just ready to ascend into heaven, and there many of them adored him, but some doubted. Must have doubted the divinity of Jesus, that he was God, and despite the fact that he appeared, because they, you know, what kind of idea do they have of God, that God can't come and appear as a man and speak to them and with his body again? You know, what does it take for them to believe that he is God, that he's worth worshiping and listening to and following? What does it take? It takes faith, it takes love, which they had little of, perhaps, or what it is. And this is what is lacking in the world at certain times, perhaps very, very much likely today. That's what they said happened in the Middle Ages when St. Francis appeared. There was little love in the world, and he came to enkindle the love of God back into the hearts of men, and he really set a fire back into the world and built a whole army. God built an army through him. He actually didn't even plan to have a big order. He only wanted a small group of men to serve God, but God had other ideas, and so the order grew and grew, and reached to the ends of the earth, and will to the end of time, as God had promised to Saint Francis. But today, in many cases, the love of God has grown cold in the hearts of men again, and this is, I think, the only answer to, the only explanation for all the depravities in the world: abortion, homosexuality, euthanasia, contraception, and all these things. And you know, you can see the lack of vocations in the church as well, and see that it's, you know, because of the lack of big families. That's where vocations came from, and there aren't any more anywhere, hardly. And so vocations are small, and the lack of love for God has grown cold in the hearts of men. This is the answer for all these. This is the explanation for all these, the depravities in the world, and nobody has any desire or motivation to go out and preach and baptize and teach to the ends of the world. The motivation is gone because the love of God is gone, and the faith has grown weak in the hearts of men. And but we need to look into our own hearts and see, you know, is our faith strong? Is our love for God strong? Are we motivated to go throughout the world preaching the gospel, sacrificing our time and efforts to spread the gospel? Do we care? Do we care? I think, you know, we look at what's happening in the world, and we can say, you know, do people care? Do people care enough to spread the Catholic faith, or do they say, oh, well, every religion's the same? They'll make excuses like, we don't need to bring them the gospel. They can just live by their conscience. And then we don't pray, we don't make any effort, we don't care. What we really care about is ourselves, our own entertainments and joys and our own comforts and relaxation. That's what we care about. We don't care about putting the glory of God first. You know, we go out and preach first. We go out and care about the salvation of souls first, because this is God's will. We put God first. And a close second is because we love our fellow men. We want them to find salvation. We want them to hear the good news that we have heard, and straighten out their lives as we have been able to. But we need to put God first. We need to have that faith first in ourselves, and then that faith will grow, and the love will grow from there, and then we'll be motivated, and we'll have the fire of God in our own heart, and then put it into the hearts of others. We can't let the fire of the love of God grow cold in our own heart, or lukewarm, or wane. We need to keep stoking it with prayer and action, and love for God and making acts of love for God and keeps doing what we know we're supposed to be doing God's will and striving to please God.